welcome back to Beginning of the Outdoors. We're here with the good buddies. Let's introduce the room. Starting over here with Caleb.
Yeah, my name is Caleb Pottle. Been buddies with Dan for a few years now. Yeah, been a good time.
My name is Mason Gerard. Avid outdoorsman. Good friend of Dan Nelson.
True, yeah, and you can go follow him at Lucid Outdoors.
At Lucid Outdoors on Instagram. Gay!
And he'll go ahead and sponsor the podcast, so thanks again.
Noah Mathewson. I've been friends with Dan for about a year. Met him through the outfitting guide, Lucid Outdoors.
Outfitting guide. Yeah, my name's Dylan. I've only known Dan for like a month, maybe 2 months. So, met him through Mason. Says he's a pretty good guy. Still trying to figure out if that's true, but...
But if you guys listen to the podcast, you'll know that last podcast or two ago, Dallin was our expert hunter on the elk trip.
Oh, of course, yeah.
He had a great quote about how it's not about the actual killing of the beast, but about the camaraderie and gentlemen's time together.
Yeah. But until you kill something, then it's the other way around.
Exactly, 100%. Right. 180.
It's all about killing, and then... The experience is just extra.
Right, and if you don't kill, it's just embarrassing, and that's what you have to say. Because, you know, everybody wants to kill an actual animal. Now, we're cutting up, so we're here with a bunch of hindquarters. Is that right, Mason?
Yep.
Well, two of them.
Two of them. Yep, just two, I guess. And it's with a big, fatty deer. Where'd you get this, Mason?
On the Wasatch Front, Utah.
Wow. Tell us more about the story and the experience of getting this deer.
Well, it's not a super long story. It's the extended archery here in Utah, which means you can hunt for quite a bit on quite a bit of the Wasatch Front. And one night after work, went out, and I had only been out for about 20 minutes. I really just wanted some meat. Thought about killing a doe, but we had... been out looking for any sort of animal in weeks previous. One of my buddies, Dallin, who's on this podcast right
expert,
now.
Expert.
He shot a doe at 106 yards in a similar location. So, went up. Wasn't sure if I was going to shoot a doe. If I did see one, well, it happened to be that the first animal I came across was a buck. He was headed towards me. Made a 28-yard shot on him. He went 120 yards.
Rage.
Rage in the cage.
Now, tell us more about that sentence. What does rage in a cage mean? Because a lot of the audience won't know, especially because I have no clue what that means.
It's a rage broadhead, and it's a term, it's a saying that they've coined when you put a rage into the rib cage. And kill a deer.
An animal, yeah.
Animal, yeah.
It's anyway. Caught. Okay.
Yeah, so I shot him 28 yards. He expired pretty quickly. We were able to...
Oh, bummer. You weren't able to get out the meat? It expired?
No, the animal died.
Oh, yeah.
Or expired.
Hey, guys, remember, we're together as a group, so we're making a lot of jokes, and sorry about the perversion jokes, but they shouldn't come in. We've been trying to keep them back. So anyways, you got him, and were you by yourself when you hit him?
Yeah, I was all by myself.
Solo 8
immediately,
miles.
The first person I called, hopefully Madison's not listening to this, was Dallin.
Oh, wow, because you should have called Maddie. Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Madison's 100%. His wife, and...
Mason calls me more often than you'd think.
Oh, wow.
For, yeah, things, so.
Awkward. Things. Now, hopefully not sexual things. Of course, that's Maddie's game.
Come on, boys. Come on.
We'll go ahead and cut that out. Mark it at 4 minutes and 25 seconds. Go ahead, continue.
Oh, wow. Well, 28.5-yard shot. Quartering away, he went about 150 yards, expired.
Don't forget the half.
We got him taken down. Luckily, there was actually an old dirt road. Kind of went through the area, so we were able to drive the truck up to him.
You and Lil Nas goodness. X.
And Dallin and I loaded him up, took him back to the house.
Now, before this, I'm sure you don't want the audience to know this, but you did stop at a local field to take photos. Is that correct?
That is correct. Okay, on our way home, the location wasn't great for photos.
So anyways, so you got it back to the house and...
Got it back to the house, cut it up. It started raining outside. We were outside where you're able to set up a tent because, like a pop-up shelter thing. Cut up the deer. Dallin assisted. Got her all cut up, taken care of, put in coolers on ice. And it's a day and a half later, and we're now processing this deer.
Oh, wow. So very quick. And that's the meat, of course, slapping on the table. I mean, we've been enjoying each other's company. Mason invited us up, so we're all kind of here helping out. And that's what it's all about, is helping out, cutting up each other's meat. Nobody wants to handle their own meat. They want other people to handle it. Of course, that's not a joke. I'm being real here. Not a perversion. I'm going to go ahead and mark that. This whole podcast is cut.
Talk about meat care today.
Yeah. Anyway, so...
But for real, it is about the experience, right? Mm-hmm. We've cut up five... this is the fifth animal this year.
Yeah.
Between all of us
Between
in here?
Between all of us yeah. here. We've got...
What was the first one?
First one antelope. Was my antelope. Early August. Shot an antelope here in Utah. And second one was Noah's deer. Would you get him on the second weekend of the archery hunt here in Utah?
Yeah, end of August.
End of August, a couple weeks later. And then...
Pottle.
Caleb.
I took my Utah buck to the butcher in September, muzzleloader. But I just shot one in Idaho last weekend, 2 weekends ago, on the opener in Idaho. And
that's right.
Mason helped me. We came back over here and we cut him up. So... Yeah, we've been doing a lot of butchering. It's been fun. Good time to hang out with everybody.
Catch up.
Yeah.
Make some good jokes.
Now, we say that we're doing all this ourselves. We really don't do a whole lot. Make a few roasts, backstraps and tenderloins go into steaks. And the rest becomes burger, sausage. We've got a grinder we run it through. We'll give you some ASMR of the grinder later, right?
Yeah, we're going to definitely learn more about the grinder experience. I've never had a grinding experience with other meats. We can cut that.
We can just say it. Go ahead and
cut that, then. Nah, just kidding. I'm probably not going to cut anything.
It's better if you don't. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah dude. Funny. But anyway, so we've been here for probably about what? 4 hours? 3 hours?
Probably 3 hours.
Yeah, we've been messing around too.
Shot bows.
Yeah, we messed around a
bit. We're going to shoot some bows later. Checked out some new gear.
Yeah, everybody's got their own gear they purchased. My buddy Caleb here, he brought his pack hauler thingy.
Pack wheel.
Now tell us about that experience with your animal last week, was it?
Yeah.
What was it?
It was a mule deer in Idaho. Went up there with my dad and a buddy. Pretty hard hunt. We camped at the trailhead, then we hiked in, used the pack wheel, threw all three of our packs on there, which was pretty cool. My first time with the pack wheel. Hiked all of our packs in there on the pack wheel for about 3.5 miles. Didn't find anything that day. Hiked back out. Went to a new spot next morning. Glassed up a bunch of does that morning, then outfed a buck and made a game plan on him, so ended up taking him. It's a 3-point.
Now their game plan was to lay down and shoot him.
Yeah, I made a pretty far shot for social media. Probably get some hate mail, but oh well. He's dead on my wall and in my freezer, so I don't really care about what you haters think. Shot him at 1,060 yards.
1,060.
1,060. So that's 10.5 66 football fields.
66 or 69, one of the two.
69, yeah. Either way, but
go ahead and cut that. Cut that in.
So yeah, he's back home now, and it's been good. So
definitely
yeah. Use the pack wheel.
To describe a pack wheel real quick, it's just basically a wheel with handlebars connected to it. It's a little cage.
Yeah, it's like a fat tire mountain bike, 29-inch rim with some handlebars that come off. It's got a frame, and then it's got an e-bike motor on there, so it is electronic. So I was able to put the whole deer on there and made the process a lot easier going uphill and hit a trailhead and then back to the truck, and it was really easy. It's a cool product. I'm excited to keep working with Ryan and the guys at Packwheel and be able to
That's not a sponsor, by the way, but if Packwheel wants to come at us, great. We'll take a sponsor.
Anyways, excited because I'll be able to take a lot more comfortable gear further in on some hunts, and it'll be fun. I'm excited to keep using it. Yeah, first time using it.
Cool. And then, of course, you guys can go follow Caleb and give him some hate mail about that 1,000-yard shot. But
yep, definitely. Send it my way.
But yeah, so we're just finishing up here the hindquarters, and then we're going to grind it up. Mason has purchased some sausage and some bacon that we will combine with this and be able to create a tastier ground beef.
Venison.
Yeah, venison.
Deer for sure.
I was joking with everybody. Now, does anybody have anything else they want to share with us? Any funny stories?
I'd like to hear from
Dallin. Noah, you got any funny stories?
I'd like to hear from Dallin.
Oh, Dallin.
Calling out Dallin.
I don't know. What do you guys want to hear?
Let's hear the story. Dallin recently just shot a deer.
Tell us about when you shot the doe and left its babies.
Dallin is... Dallin's a good archer. He's killed 2 deer. He's been consistent 2 years in a row now with a deer with his bow. So,
wow, what an intro. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Yeah, so, I mean, the other day I was out, similar to Mason, just after work, decided to go up kind of by our house on the mountain. And
great, just gave away our spot.
Frick.
You guys know where they live.
Right here in Provo.
Have we been saying Utah? Let's say Nevada. In Nevada. Yeah.
Nevada, Utah.
No big deer in Utah anyway.
In the extended archery Nevada.
So I was going along and just kind of glassing along the way and glassed. I mean, they're probably, I think my total time up the mountain was like 1/2 mile going up the mountain. So they're a good little ways off, and I couldn't really tell what they were, but I knew it was something, so I just decided to go after it. Well, I got within 100 yards, and it was a doe and 2 fawns. I don't know if that's frowned upon that I shot the mother, but we can cut that out. Just kind of speaking out loud.
Let's just say they were not reliant upon the mother for milk.
They were just hanging out. She was a dry doe. She's probably a couple years. They're probably at least.
I mean,
they're
yeah, they're big. They weren't spotted or anything. They weren't babies or anything like that. But I pretty much couldn't close the gap anymore. I was kind of on a tree line. There's a huge field in front of me, and then they were on the other side of the field in a tree line, and no bucks with them. But since it's the extended, you can shoot either a buck or a doe outside of the normal season. So I ranged it, found it to be. Is that like 110 yards? I walked a few steps closer, but at that point, they were really curious because they could see something was off in the distance, but they weren't too frightened, so they went back to feeding. And at that point, I was like, well, I was pretty confident in my shot. We shoot all the time during the summer, multiple times a week at 100 plus yards, because we think shooting at a long range helps improve our short range, which is definitely the case. So, anyways, I knew on my sight where my 106 yard, rough shot was, and so set my set my pins, drew back, everything went really well in shot, and it kicked super high, and I knew I had hit it pretty good, and then it ran off. The only unfortunate thing was it was getting super dark, it was like right before sunset, so I tried tracking it with my phone because I didn't have all of my stuff with me, like my headlamp and whatnot, but decided to come back the next day. After I went to church, I said, if I go to church, God's going to provide for me.
Okay.
Amen.
And that's exactly what happened. I went back, and I mean, it was, I only looked for like 10 minutes, but found exactly where it was, and it was a frontal shot, and the arrow pretty much went through, I don't know, what's this right here, the...
chest cavity?
Chest cavity. Yeah, I went through the chest cavity, and the arrow just went straight down in the vitals, and she only ran probably, I don't know, 60 yards and then crashed. So, and luckily it was still cold. The sun hadn't hit it yet, so the meat was still good.
Oh, because it sat all night?
Yeah, sat all night. Yeah.
That's sweet. And that was, of course, the archery. So there's a big difference between archery and rifle with the distance that we've heard so far. Because Caleb talked about 1,000, and then we're talking about 100, and that's pretty far, right? That's like crazy far for archery.
Yeah.
That's a healthy shot.
What do you, I don't know what you mean by that.
It's good. Got some good distance on it.
Noah, tell us about your hunt real quick. Because I remember you telling us, and it was a very exciting one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
First archery hunt, correct?
Yeah, it was my first archery hunt.
Noah's a slayer. Went to Total Archery and outshot all of us for his first time. Just a backstory.
Truly.
He's been shooting a bow for a while now, though.
He's been shooting what?
Give him too much credit.
Been shooting a bow for a few months. Probably a year now, yeah. Consistently.
Plus, just got sponsored by Hoyt?
No.
Consistently, yeah.
Definitely not Hoyt. But, I had a, deer tag and first hunt ever. Went up 2 or 3 weekends and would usually try to make a move on the first day, and then we figured out the rest of the story the second day, whether we were trying to find out where a deer was or take care of the one that I shot. But yeah, I went up there and took most of the day getting close to these two bucks and shot this deer at about 70 yards. And I'd never cut up a deer, and I was all by myself.
Oh, yeah.
So I was relying on the vast knowledge I gained from YouTube videos.
Did you have a YouTube video pulled up during this moment?
No, I just watched them before to learn how to do it and where to cut. And so I started cutting it up, and then Dallin came up, and we finished cutting it up. Right when we were done, my dad got there, and we hiked that thing up the mountain, and pretty steep.
It was a hike from hell.
Yeah.
It was awful. And it was like 1 a.m.
Yeah. <Really?
laughs> There's 3 guys.
Yeah.
Just bushwhacking it all the way up this.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was very steep.
But and your wife's enjoyed that meat, correct?
Yeah. She didn't think she was going to like deer, but she loves it. So.
That's what I'm a little worried about too is, of course, not like my wife's picky or anything, but
yeah,
exciting to find out if they actually enjoy it. Anything else, guys? This has been really fun.
Oh, we're excited to help you get one.
Yeah, Dan. Yeah, Dan's up next. We're trying to
last one here, huh? We'll make sure it happens
for sure.
It was a good first season to be able to understand more because I do have to buy a lot more gear and get everything ready. But we'll focus on it because next year we'll have more. Ability. We just moved at least 15 minutes closer, maybe 30 minutes closer to these guys. They live further in Nevada than I do, so. anyway. Well, thanks again, guys, for tuning back in. Please comment, say whatever you need to.
Like, subscribe.
Voice messages are pleased. Been getting some good feedback.
Are pleased, huh?
I don't know.
Recommended.
Should we do a giveaway for...
Let's do a giveaway. Yeah.
Somebody who leaves a voice message?
Yeah. What's the giveaway, guys?
Some of this
It's going to be a surprise.
Dan Vembo.
We can tie some flies for the next person to...
Wow.
I'm getting on my phone right now.
Okay, so if you leave a voice message, you heard it here first.
At Lucid Outdoors.
Wait, so how do we leave voice messages? I don't know.
You'll find it underneath...
Explain that, because I don't know.
If on Apple Podcasts, if you listen to it right now, if you click back to the main page of Beginning of the Outdoors, there'll be a little button on details. You'll see it in the podcast title. It's at the bottom. It's a little blue button where you click details, and it'll pull up where you can leave voice messages.
And if we're listening on Anchor, how do we do that?
On Anchor, it'll just be right there where it says leave a voice message.
What about Spotify?
Spotify is probably...
I don't know if Spotify does it.
I'm sure there's somewhere because Anchor figures it out where I think it goes on every podcast the same. But just look around for where there's a link and it'll take you to anchor.com and have you leave a voice message. But that way we can answer some of those questions and get back.
Pick one lucky winner.
One lucky winner. Send you some flies.
Hand-tied flies
here first. And then a free follow back from Lucid Outdoors.
Oh, really? Wow. Oh, wow. He doesn't do that often.
So he doesn't follow me.
You know, beginning of Lucid Outdoors, I'll just shout out real quick. I'm pretty sure Dallin, you know, grew that page quite a bit up front, and then Mason gave him the axe. But
yeah,
anyways.
Yeah, we were business partners.
Neither here nor there. Anyways.
He freaking chopped me right in half.
Wow. Social media.
Password to my account is... Oh, well. Probably shouldn't say here.
We'll cut that. Thanks again. We'll see you guys around, and go ahead and give me a follow, too. Why not?